Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, February the 8th, 2015. That was Sheryl Crow. Every day is a winding road. And we take that song and we put it squarely within our construct. She said something to the effect of, every day is a winding road, we get a little bit closer. Every day is a winding road, we get a little closer to feeling fine. She says something to the effect of, everyone gets high and everyone gets low. In other words, we are the people of the Almighty. And the feeling fine is the day when we absolutely overthrow this system and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. The day when we can walk all over this earth and be at peace and love and harmony with every human being that is here on the planet. That's the day when we will be feeling absolutely fine. So, as we travel that road of freedom, justice, and equality, as we sometimes feel a little despondent, but then other times we feel so victorious, but nevertheless, we are moving towards that day of freedom, justice, and equality, and that is the direction that the universe scientifically is carrying us. If we want to continue to survive on this planet, we have got to get in line with the science of the universe, and that science is love and peace and justice and righteousness and freedom and equality. Back to St. Luke chapter 10. Jesus is now about to deal with a lawyer. He continues to talk to his disciples. It says he turned to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them." So what we're talking here, sisters and brothers, is that the ancestors, there's another scripture where it says the ancestors, paraphrasing, are at the throne of the Almighty, the altar of the Almighty, asking the Almighty, when will you take vengeance for our lives? In other words, we stood up for freedom, justice, and equality when we were on the earth. And the CIA eliminated our lives. Or the FBI eliminated our lives. Or the fraternal order of the police eliminated our lives. And we stood strong for our children and our babies and our youth. And we stood strong for those who would come behind us. And we stood up as a student nonviolent coordinating committee member, or a Southern Christian Leadership Conference member, or a Congress on Racial Equality member, or a Black Panther Party, for Self-Defense Party member, or an All African People's Revolutionary Party member. We were in the civil rights movement, human rights movement, women's suffrage movement. We were in the struggle and our lives were taken, but we want to know, was our life taken in vain? When will you take vengeance on those who took our lives? They are asking about that day of total freedom, justice, and equality that they stood up for, that they fought for, that they bled for, that they suffered what they suffered for. And so this is what Yahushua is speaking about. Yahushua is saying that this day of freedom, justice, and equality, the kings and the prophets and the ancient ones wish they could see this day, that we would come together, that we would organize together, that we would not speak of Jesus, Yahushua, that we would actually be Yahushua Christus, Yahushua Christus, and bring in the kingdom of God and queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Verse 25, chapter 10 in Luke, we see that a lawyer stood up and tempted Yahushua and asked Yahushua concerning how to inherit eternal life. Now, the question becomes, who sent this lawyer? What was his purpose? It says he stood up to tip Yahushua. We have to understand the struggle, understand history, understand how the system works. We are being shown exactly how the system works, and we read it and we don't understand what we're looking at. This is like Dr. King fielding questions, or Minister Malcolm X fielding questions from the audience, but unbeknownst to some, but known by Dr. King or Minister Malcolm X, there are infiltrators in and amongst the crowd. Those sent by the FBI and the CIA and the FOP to try to trap Dr. King or Minister Malcolm X or Elijah Muhammad or Louis Farrakhan or our other strong leadership that stood up for us and are standing up for us. This lawyer is versed in the law, versed in the scripture, versed in that which we absolutely need to be free. But rather than use that knowledge to further the movement for freedom, that lawyer is working for the high priests and the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herodians, working on behalf of Caesar to trap Yahushua so they could imprison Yahushua and discredit Yahushua and discredit the movement. And so Yahushua asks the lawyer, well, what's written in the law? And the lawyer responds, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind, thy strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. This is getting to the absolute core and foundation of what we should be about. The Lord thy God in the African Hebrew would be Yahovah Elohim. Yahovah is the self-living, self-existing one. Scientifically, this is speaking of the power of existing. Life comes from life. Existence comes from existence. Who can argue against the scientific reality that existing has caused existence? And for existing to cause existence, or existing to bring into birth more existence, existing must be father and mother. Therefore, Yahovah is father and mother. The Elohim are the gods and the goddesses. The angelic or spirit energy entities. And so we're looking at the energy, the energy of the universe. The energy of the universe in every part and parcel and facet of the universe. So, existing, or Yahovah, has brought life and existing into life and existence through every part and parcel and facet of the universe. So love the Lord thy God. Love Yahovah Elohim. Love existing that we have come to have through every mechanism of the universe, which would be called quantum physics or quantum mechanics. With all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, this covers every part and parcel of our structure, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And these structures are the vitals of our structure. These parcels of our structure, heart, soul, strength, mind, are the vitals of our structure that are absolutely geared toward facilitating life. Then love thy neighbor as thyself. Why? Because we as neighbors, we as black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white, we as poor working class oppressed masses of the people of the earth. See, we are each other's neighbor. The wealthy ruling class do not live amongst us. They live amongst themselves. We never see the real ruling class and ruling families. We, the poor working class masses of the people, are going to have to begin to love each other as ourselves, or else we will continue to eliminate and destroy each other at the behest of the wicked ruling class and families. And so Jesus says, you have answered correctly. Do this and you shall live. And then the lawyer trying to trap Jesus, working for the CIA, this lawyer working for the FBI, this lawyer, he asked the question, well, who is my neighbor? And so Jesus launches into this narrative concerning a man that went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, fell among thieves. And those thieves beat him, whooped him, stomped on him, stripped him of his clothes, took whatever monies he had, took everything that he had, and left him half dead, left him to die. And a priest came by, walked on the other side, did nothing. A Levite came by, walked on the other side, did and said nothing. Now, what is Jesus doing to us? Jesus, Yahushua, is showing us the priest and the Levite. These are supposed to be people of God, people of the Lord, who are supposed to be doing the bidding of the Almighty. And the core teaching of the Almighty is that when you can help your sister and your brother, you don't just pass by and do nothing. You don't come and look at the one in harm, in hurt, in need, and you have some means to alleviate such condition, and you just walk by and continue with your life and do and say nothing. Jesus, Yahushua, is giving us deep political analysis of the system. Rather than work on behalf of the people, the Levite and the high priest are working on behalf of Caesar, the governor of Caesar, sent by Caesar, and working on behalf of Caesar, not working on behalf of the masses of the people, not organizing on behalf of the masses of the people. And we have that problem today. How many churches are absolutely dedicated to organizing on behalf of the poor working class people locally, nationally, and internationally? How many organizations, how many unions? You hear union talk a lot, but you don't hear unions speaking about the condition of poor working class people international. We as union members are members of unions that really have taken advantage of slave labor, low wage labor, and that is how we are able to make such an exorbitant amount of wages, because all over the earth, sisters and brothers aren't making the same wage that we are, and the corporations that we work for have passed those savings on to us as members of the unions that we are members of. And then we wonder why it is that we begin to suffer loss of wages, loss of health care, loss of what we have fought for 40, 50, 100 or so years. It's because we have refused to stand up for that little man and that little woman in Africa. We have refused to stand up for that little man and that little woman in Asia. We have refused to stand up for that little man, that little woman, that little baby, that little child in Central and South America and Mexico. We have refused as members of unions to stand up against warfare and bloodshed. You don't see a union member take out a platform and tell the president to his face or her face, no matter what party they are affiliated with, that we are absolutely against warfare, bloodshed, and theft of land, wealth, and resources, and we wonder why we suffer. So that's the situation that we are looking at. This man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, years ago told us that Jerusalem represents peace and love and tranquility. Jerusalem, and I'm going to add the waters of Noon and the teaching that we have been teaching to this. Jerusalem represents the waters of Noon. That original state of the universe that we all come from and out of. Peace, order, tranquility, balance, reciprocity, freedom, justice, equality, absolute tranquility. Jericho, when it said he fell down, went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and in the literal sense, Jericho is located below sea level. And Jerusalem is located above sea level. So there's a precipitous drop in level. You go from a high mountain-like level to a below sea level. And the word went down has to do with descending, going from the highest of heights and being cast down to the lowest of low, wretchedness and shame. So we're talking about the condition of the human family. We began in Jerusalem. We began in peace. And earlier, you see, we must know the purpose of Christ and why or what Christ has come to do. Christ was originally called Atum in the ancient Kemet, Egypt. And Atum had a feminine counterpart. Her name is Ma'at. And you get that in the etymology of Christos. And so together, Atum and Ma'at are bringing the universe back into balance, order, and reciprocity, and truth, and justice, and righteousness, and freedom, and justice, and equality. So earlier in this chapter, when we see that Christ is sending disciples two and two to deal with the devils. And when you check those definitions of those words, you begin to see that they have been empowered as Christ's to restore the order back into our lives, back into our community, doing the absolute work of Christ that was called Atum and Ma'at. And so we have fallen out of Jerusalem into Jericho. And now it is time for us to get up and rise up out of this terrible condition of thieves and warfare and bloodshed and cutthroat and hatred and being wounded and half dead. And so in this narrative, after the Levite and the high priest pass by and do nothing, we see that the Samaritan comes along. And the word Samaritan has to do with the guard and the watchman. The Samaritan was considered nothing and no one by the Jews, considered racially mixed and undesirable and inferior. And see, this is the same type of attitude that the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families have towards all of us who are poor, working class masses, black, brown, red, yellow, and so-called white. The wicked ruling class and families practice the philosophy of eugenics. They are eugenicists, misabusing and misapplying eugenics. They say to us, you poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, all of you are inferior. This is the wicked ruling class and ruling families speaking. You all are inferior to genetically inferior to our genetic superiority. Therefore, the wicked ruling class and ruling families have implementations of death, disease in water, disease in food, genetically altered and modified foods, warfare, bloodshed, diminution of living wage job, diminution of health and education, diminution of home, take your home, put you in the street, all manner of wicked ways that this system destroys the human being, the human family. And so they look at us as totally undesirable and give us that same attitude. And we begin to look at one another as if the other is inferior to us because we have taken on the mentality of the wicked ruling class and families. So this Samaritan, the undesirable one, the one that was seen and thought of as inferior. You and I may say, well, the Muslim is inferior, or the Christian is inferior, or the Hindu is inferior, or the indigenous human being of the Americas is inferior, or the Voodoo is inferior. But that one that we think is inferior to us may be the very one that has the truth that will come to you through that one you deem or I deem inferior. And that truth in that one that we deem inferior is the truth that will absolutely free us from spiritual, mental, and moral slavery. So this Samaritan helped the man that was destroyed, put him on the donkey or the beast or whatever animal he had, rode him to the inn or the hotel or the motel or the lodge, you may say. Told the innkeeper, look, I'm helping this man. I've put oil in the man's wounds. I've worked to heal this one. And now I'm leaving him in your care for the time being. I'm going to go away and come back. I'm paying you some money now. If the care for this man exceeds the monies that I have just given to you, then I will pay the rest when I come back. This is the attitude we must have towards one another. We must see our way to help our sister and help our brother and organize and ultimately overthrow this system through our organization and through our love for one another and desire to help one another. Now, Jesus goes on, or this narrative in chapter 10 goes on to talk about Jesus coming to the village that was inhabited by Martha and Mary, and how Jesus was teaching the word to Mary. And Martha was in the kitchen cooking and cleaning and doing what she was doing. And then Martha began to complain to Yahushua, Jesus, about Mary just sitting down in Martha's mind doing nothing. Jesus says, look, Mary is getting the teachings. I'm paraphrasing. Mary is getting the teachings. You, Martha, are worried about things that don't even matter. Now, you would say cleaning and cooking is something that matters. But when you check the definitions of the words, I'm not going into them, but when you check the definitions of the words, Yahushua is telling Martha, you are troubled in the mind. You have mental incapacities. You have mental problems. And in order to distract yourself from the freedom, justice, and equality movement, your mental problems are driving you to occupy yourself with things that are good but are not needful right now, because you need to be sitting at my feet. This is Yahushua, and you need to be getting the teachings to free the masses of the people. Mary, Mariam, Mariam is the African Hebrew. It means their rebellion. Martha means her rebellion. This is the difference. There's the rebellion that you join on behalf of the people for the freedom, justice, and equality of the whole of the masses of disorganized, poor working class people. Then there's the rebellion, which is Martha's name, that is just you rebelling by yourself. No one getting help with the rebellion, just you're rebelling because there's a deficiency in your or my mind. That word Martha also has to do with being a mistress. And this is the condition that we find ourselves in. We are like a mistress tied to a husband that does not love us and is married to someone else. This is political analysis that Yahushua is giving to us. When you tie yourselves to the Democratic or Republican Party, knowing or not knowing, or you should know that the president and the leaders in the Democratic Party are married, and the Republican Party, both of these parties, are married not to you and me, but married to the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and like the high priest and like the Levite, married to Caesar, married to the Roman Senate. It's the same today. The Democratic and Republican Party are not married to the people. We are like a mistress. We get a little love here, a little pat there, a little touch here, a little time there. But then we wake up and the man is gone, out the door, gone back home. That's the Republican and Democratic Party. So in Greece, our sisters and brothers, they decided to reject their two-party paradigm and go for a third party. I think it's the Cyprius coalition party of Cyprius. I'm not saying that exactly correct, but they went for the third party. And this third party produced a prime minister and a finance minister that absolutely wants nothing to do with the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization, House of Rothschild, working through these wicked ones, working through Germany, working through NATO, working through various entities, financial institutions to destroy poor working class masses of people. The prime minister and the finance minister of Greece are working on behalf of the people and appear to be married to the people and not married to the wicked ruling class and families. And it looks like there's a move in Europe, sisters and brothers. And this is why when you see moves like this, then you see the various players begin to speak war and speak bloodshed. And so now you see President Obama say something to the effect of, "We're about to go to war with Russia." And you hear Secretary of State Kerry begin, it seems, to talk about war with Russia and an escalated war in Syria. And you hear various leadership talk about escalation of war. We want nothing to do with such war escalation. We want no soldier to go anywhere and die on behalf of these wicked ruling class and families. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.